This could be the biggest thing that's ever happened in our time. Don't you think we ought to go too, Miss Malone?
I have a confession to make. The very thought of a flying saucer hovering over the beauty shop makes me want to curl up and die.
Well, the flying saucer is out there, but we're in here, so there's nothing to be afraid of. I've got a plan if you're worried and upset to put your mind at ease. I am the man who could help you to forget if you'll try it, please. Just a little game I play when it's late at night, dreaming that I'll go away somewhere out of sight. This is a trick I've developed just for fun when I am feeling blue. But now I find some addition should be done. One and one make two. Let's go away together on an interstellar flight to a world of our own where we'll be all alone on the second planet on the right. We'll hop the nearest spaceship and steal away in the night. Leave your worries behind and contentment you'll find on the second planet on the right. No more saucer scares in our little hideaway. Banish all your cares. Every day's a holiday. It's just an old cliche, dear. Beg your pardon if it's trite, but with us as a team, life would be like a dream on the second planet on the right.
Let's go away together in a supersonic satellite. There'll be no time to think. We'll be off in a wink to the second planet.
Second planet on the right.
Out there in the void, there's a little spot for two. Just a planetoid with an astronomic view. It's just an old cliche.
It's just an old cliche.
Beg your pardon if it's
tried,
but with you on my arm, we thrill to the charm of the second planet.
Now I don't mean the third, and I don't mean the fourth,
and the fifth, so I've heard, is too far north.
Number six and seven are too high in heaven,
and eight and nine we must decline.
'Cause I've always reckoned that once it has beckoned, the second is a first-rate sight. The second planet.